guys, welcome back to Chatting with Katrina, and happy Mother's Day, everybody. So I'm about to talk about this show that I have been watching. It's called How to Get Away with Murder. It's really epic. I'm gonna get started with it after the intro because I know you guys want to hear something good. And also, if you are a mom, I want you to give you guys a clap in the hand for yourselves, because Mother's Day is a day where we get gifts from our children and appreciate ourselves as mothers, and we do good things for our children because it's nice that we do it all. And we've been on this earth for a long time. I only been a mother since 2018. And because I just had, you know, a baby around 2018, so that counts, you know, that actually feels nice. So, you know, having your first Mother's Day is really awesome. It's really awesome, guys. So I want all of us to give ourselves a clap in the hand for being really good moms out here and getting gifts and stuff and, you know, drawings, whatever we can come up, you know, getting is good. So thanks, guys. Sounds good. Sunny in the Beham for the next few days. Okay, let's exit out that chat. So let's just get through it. Let's talk about it. And I know if you haven't watched the episode and you want to watch it, go ahead, watch it with me, you know, or watch it on Netflix or cinema. So, we're going to talk about the TV show I just watched. It's called How to Get Away with Murder. It's fun. I've been watching this show since last year, and I just want to talk about the show today because I think it will be fun to talk about instead of talking about something depressing. Okay, so, it started out during the part where Annalise Keating ends up in court. And she's trying to get herself out of a lot of things because she didn't want to be in jail or die. So she's not trying to be too hard on the jury. She's not trying to be afraid, showing signs that she's, you know, scared. So she's trying to be herself. And she's going against a few of her students because some of them try to betray her, lie to her with the governor. And she was a little bit, you know, upset with her students. No, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right for you to come against me because I was the one who taught you a lot of things. I was the one who told you to do some of the things that I wanted you to do. And now you're coming against me because I am your teacher. And what do I get? A punch in the back. You know, so I'm just oh my God, this show is good. This show is good, but she didn't say that in the show, but it's just something she's thinking of it. Oh my God. Okay. So, Michaela Pratt and the show was a little bit really, really mean to Laurel. Why the hell are you so mean to Laurel in this episode? All because she's trying to tell the truth of what's going on. That you pushed Sam Keating she pushed Sam Keating through the railing. Sorry guys if I made a mistake saying against. But she pushed Sam Keating through the railing, and it's just she did it without no tear or trace or, you know, something that she didn't regret. But I feel the story was really, really good. So she started saying, "You bitch." Calling her a bitch and shit. And Laura was "Calm down, my baby's sleeping, you know?" And Michaela just didn't care. She just kept going. What the hell? You've been a bitch through, two seasons, Michaela. Two seasons. And you didn't care. You wanted to push Laurel to lie. Push Laurel to do everything. Because even Laurel said, "Wasn't we taught to never lie, to never cheat, to be, honest with another, to even like do one thing and give us a favor. Like, she even figured this, the shit out that the governor was trying to turn them both against each other. They want them to fight. They want them to say who is who done it. You know? So the episode gotten a little bit deep, guys. The episode gotten a little bit crazy. And Connor was like confused at the same time too, because he thought Michaela had the same deal as him. But come to find out, Michaela had changed her deal, and she told Connor that. And Connor was like, "What? You changed your deal? But I thought we had the same deal." Like, he looked really confused, like, "Really? You had talked to the governor behind my back, you know?" And Laurel Castillo's brother had died in the scene, and he, you know, did some things hurt Nate. Some things hurt him. So I will get to that one later on. But as this show goes on, Annalise Keating wanted DNA on the other season from Sam Keating and Hannah Keating. And it was really weird because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is about to go down. So she got the DNA from the lady, whatever her name is. I forgot her name too. But she got the DNA from her, and come to find out that Frank DeFino is Sam and Hannah Keating's baby. Ew. Yes, it's disgusting, guys. I'm telling you. I feel like, what is going on in that episode, guys? What is happening in there? So, with Asher, Millstone had died in the other episode. Come to find out that the governor was responsible for Asher's death in that other episode. And she had everything to do with each death. She was responsible for Bonnie's crash during the other episode. So she's trying to get them one by one. She's trying to make them die all at once. She's trying to like make sure they did not talk about these other things. Like, I feel like in the episode was really deep, because I never ever seen like most of the episodes that I have watched in a few days. So it's really good, you know. They also talk about Rebecca Shutter that died in the other episode before. And I don't know how many episodes it is, but it's been seasons. Like, from season 1 all the way to season, is it 8 or 9? But all the way from the last season, it's been really good. But when Asher had died, it just like pulls a lot of questions. Like, who the hell killed Asher? Then when you get to the one part who killed Asher, it's like, oh, she killed Asher. The person who runs for the government, she killed Asher. Oh, okay, yeah. That's fucking crazy. Why would you kill Asher? You know, like, I just really feel like if you're gonna sit there and blame the person for what you have done, tell you the episode is really crazy. Dude, she just like took her whole entire time to like manipulate the group of kids who were in that show that were lawyers, you know, trying to be lawyers, graduate school and shit. It was crazy, you know, like their plan and their goal was to go to law school and be lawyers, graduate and become different people. You know, that was their plan. But instead, one of them had to kill Sam Keating, and you know, all the shenanigans started. So it was really bad. Like, it was really bad. The show is really good, but you have to watch it all the way from season 1 all the way to season 9, whatever, because it's good. I will tell you, the show is good. I would not lie. It's really a good show. I have a friend that introduced me to the show while I was watching it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm addicted. I'm so in love with the show. And it tells you like a lot of stories, like what had happened, because I believe one story was enough. Like, enough. But then you want to know what's crazy in the other episode? Okay, let me tell you guys. So, this is something about Michaela that I didn't get, you know, in the show of How to Get Away with Murder. That she was fooling around with Asher Millstone and Gabriel Maddie. So she was fooling around with both boys, but in different times, okay? And different freaking time. And it is crazy. Asher Millstone lived next door to Gabriel Maddie. And he was like, well, you had, like, you know, done some things with my neighbor. You know, like, it's just weird for him. So Michaela Pratt was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, yes, I heard you last night. You know, like, it was the other episode. So some people thought that Gabriel Maddie had killed Asher Millstone during the episodes. But come to find out, he didn't. So that what made Michaela Pratt think that at the same time. But to me, it's like, Michaela, it's your fault to why those two were fighting. Okay, it's not that easy, you know, to not notice and get heard. It's weird. Okay, so, then, oh my gosh, guys, the show is really cool. Dude, if you looked at the end of the show and you saw, like, if you guys have watched the show and you saw that, Hannah Keating, well, she was gonna testify, and then, like, she was laying on the floor full of blood all over her face, and the part where Frank DeBino got told by Bonnie that he might be the son of Sam Keating and Hannah Keating's baby. Like, the, you know, the DNA, she was gonna tell. Annalise told her not to tell, but she told anyways to give him the truth. So now I'm trying to see what happened at the last episode, guys. What happened? And I'm trying to figure out, why did Hannah Keating die? I want to know. So, guys, that was the end of the show that I was talking about. You know, I really wanted to tell you guys this show, and it was really good. You know, happy Mother's Day, everyone. I understand this is the Mother's Day. We all get to have some time with each other, have some time for our family, and do a lot of things that's for each other. And I will see you guys next time. Bye. I'm always talking about some weird stuff during the show.